get the mic. This is weird. And at the same time, yeah, very exciting. So I'm very privileged to stand up front today and share what I feel the Lord has put on my heart. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Alicia, and I'm married to Werner, the ginger in our midst, standing there at the back. And I've got my three-year-old boy, Leander, usually running around. I'm sure you've seen him as well. And then baby Rebecca is sleeping at the moment. So that's us. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's favor. Yes, so I have been wondering and pondering what I feel the Lord wanted to share with you today, or what he wanted to tell you. And I thought I was going to do something else, and then it completely changed. I think that happens a lot. So I am going to talk about your new identity. Things we do know, we know this, but I'm going to go in a bit deeper. And I want to head right off, I want to go into it and ask you a question. What would your life look like if you really fully lived in your Christ-like identity? If you really knew who God made you to be, if you knew what he intended for you, all the plans, everything that he is pouring that into you, how would your life look? What would you do? And I believe we can only ever be in complete fullness and satisfaction once we do accept Christ into our hearts. And secondly, also when we grant him access to, if we grant him permission, basically, grant him access to transform us to our God-given identity. So it's definitely a place of transformation as well. I mean, he created us after all, so I think he knows best. He knows how to define us and how to satisfy us. Okay. So I thought this morning, it's actually 20 years ago, so I'm giving my age away if you want to go and do the maths. 20 years ago, I was a 14-year-old girl going to youth. And there was this random boy, I think he was a year older. He came up to me, very awkward. I don't know what he really wanted to do, but he asked me the weirdest question. And it was Afrikaans. He said, "Wie is jy as jy jy is?" And I'm like, what's that? What? Okay, that's a weird question. But I also felt, the pressure to actually answer this guy. So I don't know. I'm me. Wie is jy as jy is? Who are you if you are you? Well, I'm me. But that question stuck with me for 20 years, because who am I really then? I think it's a very good question to ask yourself, who are you? And if you take away all the layers, if you take away all the masks you hide behind usually, what is the true essence of you? Who are you really? And I think that's a good question to ask. I think we all know what happened at the cross. We all know that we got separated from God through sin, and that through Jesus Christ's redemptive work, we can get back into union with him. But if we fully understand that, what would my life look like? Surely it must be different now that Christ is in my heart. Surely my life must be over the top, abundantly, whoever he says I am. Doesn't that make sense? So surely my life must look different. And then I came to this conclusion. If I am stuck somewhere going around the same mountain, and I have been going around a few mountains the same time over and over again, it is most probably because I am believing a lie about myself. I don't really know who I am. So if I'm stuck somewhere, I'm believing a lie. That was a big revelation for me, actually. So we need to grab hold of what he did. We need to actually understand what happened. And with that being said, there's three statements I want us to look at today. We're just going to unpack it a little bit, because I want us to all experience and get to the gist of it, of who we really are. We know all the talk and the Christianese behind it, but I want to get to, okay, well, if this is who I am, then that's how I'm going to do my life. Okay, are you with me? Cool. Okay, the first statement that I want to share with you is the old you is dead. You have died. It says so in Galatians 2 verse 20. I don't know if it's there, but I'll read it to you, and I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. I love the Passion Translation. So hear what it says. It says, My old identity has been co-crucified with Messiah and no longer lives. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him, And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine, for the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine. So basically it says, when Christ died on the cross, we died with him. And if you are dead, then you don't have a say anymore. If you are dead, then it's not about you anymore. And you don't really count, if I can go there. Because it's not you living anymore, it's Christ living in you and through you. And this is where we need to make the daily choice of putting Christ on the forefront of our hearts and minds and letting him make the decisions. Let him do our dealings, our conversations, our relationships, our work ethic, everything that we do, because he knows how to. And he is the one that's perfect, and we are just the living sacrifice and the vessel for him to work through. Okay? So if I'm dead and I don't have a say necessarily, can I get offended? You can't get offended when you're dead. So it was a tough lesson for me to learn. I remember it was about 2 years back, and we were organizing Leander's dedication at the time. He was about, I think, 18 months or whatever. And we've got very good friends of ours in Somerset West, and they've got a beautiful house. And I asked them whether we can have like the little ceremony after the service at their house, you know, the cake and the tea and all of that. And they said, sure, no, that's fine. We've got family coming down. We've got friends. It's like a whole thing on Saturday, on Sunday. And about a week before, I got this message, and they said, you know what, we actually decided to go up to family this weekend, and unfortunately, we won't be here, and so we can't open our house to you guys. Hope it's okay next time, whatever. I was so cross. I was so offended. I was really cross. I just couldn't deal with it. It's late notice. I've got family coming down. I've got this whole thing that I'm organizing, and now I don't have a venue, and I have to make a plan. And you said it's okay, so what's going on now? This is not right. And I remember processing, because it really was a big deal for me. I remember processing this whole thing with my one friend, and it was such a good moment, because she said to me, you know what? Maybe you're not that important, and it's not about you. And were hard words to gather, and it was a bit harsh, but it was exactly what I needed, because the moment she said it, something dropped in my spirit, and I was like, I am so selfish. It's just about me and my boy and the dedication and, you know, me the whole time, and I'm getting offended because things aren't working out the way that I planned it. If I'm dead, then I can't get offended. What would it have looked like if Jesus handled the situation? What would he have said, maybe? Or yeah, so that was a tough one, but I had to realize that, okay, if I chose God to come and live inside of me, then I really do not have the say anymore. It's him. You are dead. Okay, second statement is, you know this one? You are a new creation. You're a new creation. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, anyone who is enfolded in Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. Our old self gets buried with Christ in God the moment we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. So our old nature gets completely replaced. Not part of it, not 80%, 100%. You are not there anymore. You died, like I just said, and then you rise to new life in Christ. God spoke over Mary 2,000 years ago, and he said to her, you're going to bear a son. It was the word of God spoken over Mary. Through the Holy Spirit, she conceived Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. He was fully God, He gets born fully human. The same seed that impregnated Mary and made Jesus come alive within her is the same seed that you rise up in the new life. The same seed that formed Christ is the same seed that formed you. It's exactly the same. You are Christ. You are exactly like he is. Exactly. And this is important to grab hold of, and I think this is where we sometimes miss it, because Jesus is in us, but we don't know how to deal with it, and you know, things around us happen, and we feel like we're not conquering the storm, and we're not victorious, but it's because identity needs to tell you who you are, and from your innermost being, you rise up as the person that Christ wanted you, that full identity that I'm talking about. And I know I've always struggled with feeling guilty. If you feel guilty, it means that you are condemned by the enemy. The enemy is condemning you for some other reason. And that means you're still believing a lie. It's still a lie. Because you are not there anymore. Everything you've ever done, everything you're ever going to do has been dealt with. So you can't actually take what the enemy is telling you, because you are not there anymore. You've got God's seed within you. The old has gone, the new has come. It says so in that scripture, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Okay, number 3 is you are Christ. You are not like Christ, you are Christ, because you are one spirit with him. 1 John 4, verse 17 says, because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. Everything that Jesus is, we are now already. There's only one person that we can relate to in the Bible. We usually talk, we talk about it a lot. You know, oh, she's like Mary, or he's a lot like Peter or Paul. And I don't think it's wrong, but I think the one person that we actually can relate to is Jesus Christ. Everyone before the cross was still basically in the old covenant. After the cross, after you get buried with him and you rise to your new life, that's the new you, and that's who Jesus is. So he's the only one that you can actually relate to. So Christian means little Christ. So we are actually carrying his name. We are carrying his name. I always wondered about this. I thought, if the enemy knew God, if he knows him, and he does, didn't he know that Jesus would be powerful enough to actually be raised from the dead? Why would he go through this whole thing, think he has won when Jesus died? And I think maybe he did know that he would rise again, but I think what he didn't realize was that each and every single person ever after the cross, ever would acknowledge Jesus as their Lord and Savior, would become just like Christ. So we have millions and millions of people around the world that is just like Jesus. That's amazing. That's powerful. That is powerful. So I know many of us struggle with identity. We all do. I know we all do, because that's the core. That's who you are. It's where everything comes from. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? What am I here on earth for? What is the purpose in life? What is the meaning of life? All of that. And this is where we need to renew our minds. This is where you actually take the word of God, take what has been said, because it's the truth. The truth sets you free. And you speak it. You speak it over your heart, you speak it over your mind so that you can hear it. And the more you speak it, the more you are becoming it, the more you are realizing who you actually are. And that's how you are getting transformed into his likeness, more and more into his being, just like he is. And this is the powerful thing. Renewing your mind is actually just discovering who you already are in Christ. Renewing your mind is actually just discovering who you already are. You are already everything that he said you are and you are going to be. But now you have to step into it and say, okay, well, if that's the truth, then I'm taking it. And that's where you get transformed. But the key is to do it out of rest. Usually we feel like, okay, well, I need to do this now. I need to speak the word and I need to confess and I need to read my Bible and I need to pray more and I need to get it. But that's not out of rest, because Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. He has done his work. I'm one spirit with him. My work is also done. So I just do everything out of rest, That's the key, out of rest. And what do we actually only need to do? The only thing that Jesus said in the word was to believe. Believe it. Take the words and say, I believe it. I believe that I'm the righteousness of God. I believe that I'm more than a conqueror with my God, that I can jump over a wall. I believe it. And that's where the truth sets you free. I always battled with it. It was really a big thing for me. I battled with condemnation a lot. I battled with trying to perform and striving to do all these works. I knew God my whole life. I knew his life, knew his ministry, but I actually never got confronted with the power of the gospel. It's like I knew everything, but it didn't hit me hard in my heart until about my late 20s. I got the massive revelation of his grace and that you don't have to do anything, and it just my world flipped. Everything turned around for me, and I realized, I was like, this is the gospel. This is what it is. It's the gospel. You don't have to do anything. It's amazing. And you just literally take on everything he has died for. You just take it on. And, so that revelation set me free from so many things in my life, and I'm still unpacking it. It's not like I've got everything down and I'm now 100% knowing who I am, but it propelled me definitely into a new revelation, a new season of what God wanted for me. And the big question that I had to settle for myself was, who Christ made me to be through his death and resurrection? Who did Christ make you to be through his death and resurrection? Who are you, if you are you? Who are you? So, in conclusion, everything Jesus is, I now am. I'm all of his righteousness, I'm all of his holiness, I'm all of his love, I'm all of his wholeness, I'm his purity, I'm everything that Jesus is. I'm royalty because he is royalty. I am one with him and he is one with me. There's no separation. We work together because I am now in a new line of Adam. When Jesus got born, he started a new line of Adam. The old one is gone. We don't live there anymore. So sin has got no hold over you. Like I said, all the bad you ever were, every bad thing that you were ever going to be, died on the cross with God. And this is so powerful to me the one time I heard it. Does Jesus struggle with some kind of addiction to a substance? No. So neither do you. Does Jesus struggle with anger management? Maybe. No. So neither do you. Is Jesus poor? So neither are you. Everything he is, we are right now. Right now. So when he sees you, you're a king or a queen. He sees someone who reigns. He sees someone who loves unconditionally, who's a powerful person, who lives out of the fruit of the Spirit. You are Christ. So to answer the question, the one that I asked at the beginning, what would your life look like if you fully lived out your Christ-like identity? Well, what would it look like? Would you be afraid? What would the confidence level be if you knew exactly who you were? If what business would you have started, or what dream would have pursued if you knew exactly who you are?